Hannah Larson, the editor-in-chief of The Chimes, Biola's student-run news site. Welcome back to Chimes Rundown, where I'll recap the top stories The Chimes covered this week. The Eagles crushed the competition on the volleyball court, beating Holy Names University 3-1 and defeating Dominican University 3-0. The women's cross-country team made a strong showing in the UC Riverside Invitational and beat out 20 schools to snag 10th place in the competition. Men's water polo fought valiantly against the Chapman Panthers but couldn't pull ahead in the end, and Biola lost 9-10. Turning now to arts and entertainment, The Chimes covered the Breath of God exhibit, a celebration of music and poetry in Crowell Hall and Bardwell Gallery. We also reviewed Young Frankenstein, an electrifying musical performed at the La Mirada Theater that explores madness and horror through upbeat musical numbers and satire. Horror stories aren't limited to the stage, however. The tumultuous tempest of Hurricane Fiona is currently wreaking havoc across Puerto Rico. The Chimes explored the effects of the storm, including 115-mile-per-hour winds that cut running water and electricity, plunging the island into darkness. Economic prospects across the United States were equally dim due to a tense standoff between rail workers and management. But the Chimes reported that President Biden negotiated a deal that averted a nationwide strike by giving workers better pay and improved working conditions. Next week, the Chimes will examine tuition increases and take a deep dive into how Disneyland treats its employees. You can find all these articles, along with more on-campus and global news coverage, at chimesnewspaper.com.